But I remember John was telling me, we first started out, it was Doug, John, and myself, and three other guys, and we had a band called the Dixie Ramblers. You know, everybody was either a rambler or a mountain boy or something. And we decided to be the Dixie Ramblers, and we had this band that we played, and I was, I don't know, maybe in 16, I think I just got my driver's license. And we had that for a while, and then John, there was a whole group of people in that area. In those days, you couldn't find another banjo player. You had to drive 500 miles to find a banjo player. Now I have to drive 500 miles to get away from one. Just kidding, dear. But we would all gather again. There was guys, I don't know if you ever heard of Norman Ford, that became the Ozark Mountain Trio. Poor Norman. I don't know if he's still alive. But he had two wives, one on the south side of St. Louis and one on the east side of St. Louis. And it was Norman and Don Brown and John. Well, Doug and I, what we did, Doug and I started just playing together with another fellow out of Kansas, Dean Webb, and he would come down, played mandolin.